Hello, thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, is it possible to talk to like a manager or like someone higher?
Yes, this is we could say the head of compliance is speaking to you. Do you not like to speak with an consultant or something like that? An educational
A
consultant.
manager,
Okay.
like in charge of things.
Yes, I am the concerned person. Please tell me what kind of help do you require?
No, it's because I paid for testing about like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but I'm in Ontario, so I'm not able to do it. I just didn't know that because the person I was talking to was basically saying that he was explaining me to the GED test, saying that he could take it online and everything. And then I went forward and did my own investigation, and I found out in Ontario you cannot take the test for me because I have to go in the test center. Hello.
So please, can I get your name first and what kind of help you are requiring? Because I need to investigate on this. For that, I would require some, help.
Okay, well, my name is Laura.
Laura.
And Laura.
And your subject area?
And I wanted to do my GED originally
Okay. And who was the
in
person you were
Ontario.
dealing with?
I'm not sure. I can't remember the name. Let me see.
Okay, so do you have any text messages or anything like that in which where you can say the name of the person? Because we get a lot of GED exams catered for our clients, and
Okay,
I
well, the first person who texted me, no, but the second person is called Mike. That's it. That's all I got, Mike.
okay, so you were talking to Mike.
Yeah, and he's rude as hell, and that's, I'm calling to complain.
Okay, just don't worry about it. Just give
No,
me
but
a
you do realize, you guys, if you guys are a real business, then how is Mike from the legal department telling me that he's gonna go to Chia and they're contacting GED department, everything, and they're gonna send screenshots? That way I can never have a go to school or anything. They're literally threatening me because I wanted a refund.
Okay, I understand your
Because I
concern.
could not take the test.
Okay,
I
listen to
went and
me.
I read the
Yes,
terms and conditions right
Laura.
now.
Laura, listen to me. Listen to me. Just give me around 20, 25 minutes. Let me investigate on this matter a little bit. Let me ask what's going on around. And then
Okay.
you can just come back on the live chat or contact me on this number. I'll be providing you with an update. Sounds good.
I just want to say I did just read the terms and conditions. And I do understand that half of the refund, half the payment will not be refunded. I do understand that now. I didn't know that. But prior, no one told me it was USD. They told me it was Canadian. So I sent the full amount Canadian, and then later on, I was told it was USD. Anyways, they told me if I wasn't happy or if it didn't work out, I can get a refund. I didn't know half of it would be taken.
Well,
So when I'm asking for my refund,
let me tell you one thing.
they're saying okay.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, they're telling me okay, I'll let you know, I'll let you know. And then today they're telling me sorry, we can't send it to you. I'm like, okay, let me talk to someone higher than you. Then someone's like, hello, is this Lara? And I'm like, yes. They said, this is Mike from the legal department of Start My Online Courses. I got notified that you are breaching a contract with the company and denying to pay the remaining charges. Like, what do you mean remaining charges? You are requested to pay the remaining fees. Otherwise, we will contact the GED department of the higher education and CHIA. We have all the screenshots of payments and order booking, and we will provide everything to them. It may cause you a ban of your academic career all over the Canada and the US. Who says that? What kind of business says that? And what fees are you trying to take from me when I'm literally asking for a refund? You're trying to take more money? It just feels like a scam. It doesn't feel professional. And he was very rude about it.
Okay, just as I said, give me 20 to 25 minutes. I'll be investigating your case and then I'll be updating you. If you want, you can call me back in about 25 minutes. My name is Dean. You can ask for Dean and I am sure I'll be helping you, okay?
Okay, please, because like $98 is not a little bit like money, you know? I'm poor. And I
I
thought I would be
understand.
able to use these services, and I cannot use these services, not because I don't want to, But because in Ontario, I'm not allowed to.
Okay, I understand. Don't worry, don't worry. It's my responsibility. I'll get a check-in with your, you know, status of your order, and then I'm positive that we can figure something out for you. Okay?
It's just the message I got made me angry. Because a company, a professional place, should not be doing that to people and telling people, oh, we're going to snitch you out. Okay, go snitch me out. You guys are a company taking tests for people. And
no,
I'm the one getting snitched out. That's
just, let me check in with Mike first, and then I'll update you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Just calm down and relax. I'll be updating with the Mike, and then we'll see what happens, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.